Good morning. Welcome to our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about love, unwrapping the gift of love. God says the most excellent way is love. And so each weekday morning, we're going to talk and pray about how we ought to love, who we ought to love, the importance of love, God's design for a love that's, well, let's just say it's different than the way the world typically defines love. It's a sacrificial love. It's a giving love. It's a humble love. And so today we're going to narrow in and focus on loving your neighbor. We began the week yesterday talking about the first and greatest command, to love God. And Jesus says the second command, the second greatest, is similar. It's like it. It's love your neighbor. Mark chapter 12, verse 31, Jesus says, the second is this, love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these. The these includes the first command, the love God. The command to love neighbor, it comes with a definition. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. Now, I recognize that there are times where we don't care for ourselves all that much. Whether we realize it or not, it's normal to have those times, but it's not normal. I don't know if you understand what I'm getting at here. That's not the way we're designed. There's, even in the greatest despair, there's an element that wants to be content, that wants to be happy, that wants the things we don't have. And sometimes our priorities are so messed up that even when we get the things that we think we want, we're not really better off than what we were. But this command to love our neighbor as we love ourselves has that same thought process woven throughout it. I want them to be happy. I want them to be content. I want them to have the things that they desire. And I may not be able to provide that or see them have it any more than I can provide it and see myself have it. That's why the first command is so important, to love God, because He can sort all of that out. And so we can't use the excuse, well, I don't really care for myself that much, so I guess I don't have to care for my neighbor. But that's an issue we probably need help with. God says that we all have been created, designed by Him with this drive where we feed ourselves, we clothe ourselves if we're physically able to do those things. Again, there's people that can't. I get that. But the normal growth of a healthy human is learning to care for ourselves. And most of the time, we get pretty good at it. Maybe not as good at it as we want to be, but as I mentioned in Sunday's message, we've been trained to look out for number one. The problem is we've not been trained to know who number one is. We think it's us. It's God. But that training is not just something that people teach us. It's part of our nature that We really do care for ourselves. We care about ourselves. And God says that the second command, which is like the first one, is that we love our neighbors in that kind of way. When Jesus tells this story, we know it as the story of the Good Samaritan. Many times we miss why he told the story. Because we focus on the story. It's a great story. It has a great lesson to it. But it's in response to this man who asked Jesus about the greatest commandments. Jesus turned the question and asked him. And he actually got the answer right. He listed these two. He said the greatest commandments are to love the Lord your God and to love your neighbor. And Jesus says, great answer. Now, rather than accepting that compliment from Jesus, can you imagine talking with God, sitting with the Son of God, having him ask a question, or in reality, turn one of your questions back to you to see what you think. And when you reply, he says, oh man, that's a great answer. I love it. Now, I'd be just floating and thinking, wow, I'm not saying anything else. Not this man. In fact, the next verse says, wanting to justify himself, he asked the question, who is my neighbor? Wanting to limit who he had to love. Wanting to make himself seem right. We do that, don't we? Who is my neighbor? Is it just the people that live next to me? Is it the people who act like a neighbor? That neighbor couldn't be what God's talking about because he's evil. He's mean. Is it the person that I'm next to in the parking lot as I'm getting ready to go into the grocery store? Is it the person beside me at line in the supermarket? Is it a person at work? We want to limit who our neighbor is. And Jesus tells the story. You're probably familiar with it. The man beaten and robbed, and the priest and Levite do nothing to help him. The Samaritan, who would have nothing to do with the Jews, and the Jews would have nothing to do with him, helped him and paid for his care. Then Jesus says, who's the neighbor in the story? And the man asking the original question says, well, it's the one who showed mercy. He wasn't even willing to say it was a Samaritan. Couldn't bring it to his lips. It's the one who showed mercy. And Jesus says, go and be that kind of neighbor. We have the opportunity to grow in unwrapping this gift of love when we go and show mercy. When we love our neighbor like we love ourselves. When we love our neighbor like God loves us and them. When we show mercy, God says we will be shown mercy. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. We know love because you first loved us. Because we're not very good at it. Even when we think we're getting it, we stumble and we fall and we mess up life. And we mess up love. And God, we live in a world filled with hatred and division and brokenness, of love gone wrong. of relationships that have fallen apart. And God, help us to learn to unwrap the gift of love that you give. A gift that's not just you loving us, which is incredible, but a gift of you showing us how to love others, showing us how to love you. And God, as we consider today how much care that we give ourselves, maybe we have to begin with us. You've extended mercy. Maybe we haven't given ourselves the mercy that you yourself give us. And we don't love ourselves all that much because we know too much about us. And so, God, for those that are struggling, I pray that your mercy would be visible to them to such an extent that they would show themselves mercy. They would know how loved and valued they are, so that they would care greatly for themselves. And that way they would be equipped to love their neighbor like you want them to. And God, many of us, we do a pretty good job of loving ourselves. We care for ourselves. We look out for the things we need. We look out for the things we want. Help us to do that for others. Not limiting who our neighbor is in any measure. Simply being the neighbor that we ought to be. Loving people like we love ourselves. Caring about their needs like we care about our own needs. Caring about comfort. Caring about contentment. Caring about joy and happiness. God, as we live life today, however many people that we encounter, and sometimes we encounter them in person, other times we encounter them in our social media interactions, through phone calls, whatever means it is, may we never forget that our reactions and responses ought to represent your love, ought to represent mercy, ought to represent a neighbor to those in need. God, it's so easy for us to get caught up as keyboard warriors and social media and not be a neighbor, but instead to be judgmental and divisive and angry. God, may we show mercy. People wrong us. We know that because we also recognize we wrong people. And we've wronged you. Help us to grasp how much mercy we need. And may that understanding fill us with greater mercy towards others. God, today, may we love our neighbor as ourself. And Father, when we do that, it looks weird, it looks unusual, it's not expected. May we be clear in all of our testimony, in all of our actions and words, that it's Jesus who helps us to love like we ought to love. And so today, may we lift up Jesus in all things, so that many would be drawn to Him. It's in His name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Tuesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.